Hello friends, and welcome back to another Pokemon how-to guide. My name is Lee, also known as Osiris, and in today's guide I'm going to show you the ultimate comprehensive guide to getting any max raid Pokemon as a shiny. So, this is a tough one to tackle, honestly. We've covered this process twice before. You might have seen one of the two guides, or both of the guides that I've already got on the channel right now, showing you how to get any shiny den Pokemon. Now, one of the methods is the original method, very clunky, long-winded, that I wouldn't really bother with anymore. There is a better method that allows you to access a bot, send a Pokemon to that. It gives you your seed, and then from there, you can find how many frames you need to skip in a den to get that shiny Pokemon. But problem is, Doodoobot, that whole video is based around, has recently went down. Now, I don't know when it's going to come back up. If it is going to come back up at all, I don't know. But just a big shout out before anything to the people who run Doodoobot and who put it up there for us all to use, because I'm sure, like myself, many of you have used that to great success in the past with Sword and Shield and getting many shiny Pokemon. Unfortunately, like I say, that is no longer available to use. It has been inactive and is currently still inactive. Now, there are plenty of PokerTubers out there and other communities that have access to a seed checker on their Discord servers, but a lot of them are hard to find and some of them are behind paywalls, making it difficult for everyone to access them. So I've been thinking long and hard about this over quite a while since Doodoobot has been inactive, and probably before then as well, about getting my own seed checker on our Discord channel. So I'm happy to announce that from today, Friday the 17th of July, our seed checker is now active. It is live. It will be running 24/7 and it is free for all of you to use. If all you need to do is hop into the Discord, join our channel, our community, and use the seed checker. The link to the Discord server is down in the description below, and you can go there, join up, and then I will show you in a little bit later on in this video how you can go about using our seed checker bot. Big shout out to all the guys that actually put the source code for open source for us to use, because without the Lantern Bot source code, we wouldn't be able to do this, and many others wouldn't be able to do this. So a huge shout out to those guys, Fish Guy, I think, and a few others. I will link all of that stuff down in the description. If you want to ever check that out, you can go down and see the original stuff for yourself. So getting into it right now, what do we need to do? Let's explain a few things. We are searching Pokemon in dens for shiny Pokemon. A lot of questions I've had relate to, can I do this with the daily dens that spawn on a daily basis randomly? No, you can't. You can only do this with dens that you drop a wishing piece into. So that is a very important bit of information. Dens are set up for when you drop a wishing piece into them. The entire spectrum of that den for IVs, natures, shiny is all predetermined. Just think of it in a long line. And in this line are all these different frames, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, up into the thousand. And somewhere along this line, there is a shiny Pokemon. Each frame is a different Pokemon. Frame 1 is a Fletchling. Frame 2 is a Talonflame. Frame 3 is a Volcarona. So on and so on. Whatever is in that den, that Pokemon will change depending on the different frame, and each frame will have a different IV, a different nature. It will have a chance to be a shiny Pokemon as well, and its ability will be different depending on what frame you're in. It's all predetermined. So by getting your seed, you're able to theoretically find out exactly where your shiny Pokemon is by sending a certain Pokemon from a den to a seed checker bot, and it will tell you where your shiny is. Now, with that information, you can go into the game and then you can skip these frames by making 24 hours pass within the day. That skips a frame. So once 24 hours passes in the game, then the frame will move from frame 1 to frame 2. So you'll be on frame 2 from that Fletchling to that Talonflame. Hypothetically speaking, that's how it works. So if you want to get to the frame 500, that's 500 date skips. 500 times you're going through 24 hours in the game, and that will take you to your shiny frame. Hopefully that explains it. Getting into the game, I think that's probably where we should go right now. So let's get a green screen up and let's hop over into our game. So here we are. We're in the Isle of Armor. It's a great place for us to go. What are we gonna hunt in this game? Well, I've decided right now that I'm going to hunt for an Amoongus. If you are going to hunt for a specific shiny den Pokemon, then what you can do, there is a great resource over on sarahb.net. It will be linked down in the description. Joe has put a compilation of every den in the Galar region in the Isle of Armor and every Pokemon that appears in that den under a red beam or a rare beam. You need to do this with wishing pieces, like I've already mentioned, and Jigglypuff, do not even think about it. So go over to Serebii, go through the list, check which Pokemon you want to get as your shiny, see which den it is in, and then locate that den in the game. First step is, if you're going for a purple den, what you want to be doing. My text is normally fast, we'll turn it to normal or slow. I'm just going to show you what you need to do to get a purple den. Then once you've turned your text to normal or slow, save your game. This is going to be the first process. The other thing to note as well is make sure that you have your autosaves set to off. If you do not have them set to off, this method will not work. So we've changed our text, autosaves are off, we've saved in front of the den. The next step is, obviously got to have a wishing piece. Hopefully you've already got one of those. Find a what trader and you'll be able to buy those. Once we're here, doesn't seem to be anything in the den. Do you want to drop a wishing piece? Now, here is the point. At this point right now, would you like to save your adventure so far? Have your finger hovering over the home button, because if you're going for a rare beam, what you want to be doing is hitting yes and then waiting. Not great for the example, but as you can see, before that text finishes and the game saves, you want to be hitting your home menu. Now you want to, just for instance sake, I'm not going to keep that purple beam. Just for instance, you can see whether it's a purple beam or it's a red beam. If that was a red beam, what you want to be doing is just coming here, hitting close. This will close the software down and we'll be able to go back into the game to the point prior to us dropping the wishing piece into the den, which will then allow us not to waste wishing pieces and repeat this process until we can get that purple beam. And here we are, we're back. The purple beam is gone, okay? So we come back to this point again and we do the same process over where we hover over the home button on our controllers and then we hit yes. Do you like to save the adventure so far? Hover over and it's another purple beam. Could you believe it? Can you believe it? And if it isn't again, then you go forward with that. Okay, so I'm just gonna keep this. If it is a purple beam, you've hit your home menu, come back into the game is saved. So just to the next step, we've got the beam that we want, okay? For these purposes, not ideal for this guy. Turn your text back to fast, and that's all you need to do. Save your game in front of this den. Now, what we want to be doing is the next step in this process. We've got our beam set up. We are ready to go. Let's use our Charizard. We don't want to invite others to this one. Once we beat this Pokemon, we'll be right back to show you where we go next. Okay, we beat the Maractus and it is finally taken care of. So give yourself the best opportunity here. You want to use a repeat ball if you've already caught this Pokemon. If you haven't, use a Dusk Ball. If you're actually hosting this online, which you can do, you'll have pretty much a guaranteed catch rate, so you can then use any ball. So we just want to use the repeat ball, like I said, give ourselves the best opportunity because we don't want to repeat this process, catch this Pokemon, and the next step is to send it to our seed checker. Now, like I mentioned earlier on in the guide, I do have a seed checker now active on my Discord server. So that is the seed checker that we're going to be using for this method, which I'm hoping by showing you guys how to use it, it will make this whole process a lot easier. So we've caught the Maractus, and what we want to do now is come to our Ycom, and then you want to just connect to the internet. So first process, connect to the internet after we've caught the Pokemon in the den. Right, we are connected to the internet. We now need to, if it's you guys, you need to join the Discord. So what I'm gonna do is pull up Discord right now. So here is our Discord server. This is the Discord server that I have been referring to, Osiris Studios Discord server. So once you're here, what you need to do, once you're joined, you've accepted the rules and so forth, you come down and you want to be looking for the Pokemon Raids section, and at the bottom there is a seed checker, so you want to be coming in here. Our bot is called the Breloom bot. I've already used it this morning just to test it out. It is currently working perfectly fine, so hopefully that continues. So once you're in this channel, what you want to do is you want to be hitting the text command. All the commands are pinned as well. If you're ever concerned about what commands do what in the bot, they are all pinned at the top here, so you can get all that information. But because we want to check our seed, what we need to do is just type check with a capital C, capital M, my, and then capital S, E-E-D. So check my seed, just make sure everything's got capitals. Dollar mark at the start, and then once you've done that, it will activate Brilliant Bot. You'll see you'll get pinged. It'll say at Osiris VGC, Brilliant Bot has been dispatched. I will ping you once I start searching. There are currently no people ahead of you in the queue, which is perfect. So we just wait to be pinged from Brilliant Bot. We'll wait for a message here, and just make sure once you get the ping from Brilliant Bot, once it starts searching, that you are pretty quick in doing it, because the Brilliant Bot will time out if it doesn't get a response in a certain amount of time. So I'm now searching. I've sent you a unique code, private message, in-game name, Blazing Bell. So that's what we're going to be looking out for. So that's our code. What we want to do is come back into our game, and then we want to go to link code. We want to set with code, and then we want to set the code up as 6531482 3, and then we want to okay this, mash through, and then start searching, and that should link us up with Brilliant Bot. Here we go, a trade partner is found, so we want to be looking for that Blazing Bell user. Blazing Bell, yeah, make sure you're quick here, and you want to trade the Pokemon that you've just caught in that den with the Brilliant Bot. Now this error message will pop up. This is meant to happen. Communication with the other trainer was interrupted. This is meant to happen. This is perfect. So we know this has worked perfectly. It will take you back to your game. Now we want to hop back into our Discord server to get our information. So this is where we were pinged. We want to go back into Sarah Studio server, into the seed checker, and you can see that Brilliant Bot has sent us some information. We also have a star shiny at frame 1116. That's pretty good. Like, honestly, that's quite a low number. So pretty happy with that. So we know that's where our next shiny frame is for getting the shiny from this den, which is perfect. Like I say, the information square shiny, if you want to go for that, it's greater than 10,000. So if you want to go for a square shiny Pokemon, you're going to have to repeat this method over again, send another Pokemon to Brilliant Bot and go from there. So we've got our information. This is the important bit though, the 1,116, that's how many frames we need to go to get to our shiny frame. So how do we work that out? We work that out by going over to a site called Time and Date. Again, this will be linked down in the description for you to use. It's the best site I've used for this sort of thing. So once we are here, you want to hop over to calculators on the top menu bar, and you want to be going to where are we going? Date calculator, which is brackets, add or subtract. So I'm going to just click through on here. You want to just hit today's date or populate this field, the start date, with whatever date you are currently on your Switch right now. That is the date that we're going to be calculating from. Now you can change your date in game if you want to make it easier. Maybe go first the first 2000. If that makes it easier for you, you can do that. That's not a problem at all. And then go from there. What we want to be doing now, because we are on today's date, that's the date that we're on, we want to work out how many days. So we come over to this days section right here, and we just paste in that number 1116, but we do not want to be going to that exact den straight away. We want to minus 4 frames from this number, subtract 4 frames. We want to take 4 days off this, because we want to be using that 4 date skip method at the end, when we know where our shiny frame is, to change the Pokemon into what we want for this specific den to get the shiny. Take 4 off this, we want to be going for 1112, and then hit the calculate date, because this is going to be our target date. So we want to be going for Wednesday, the 2nd of August, 2023. That is our target date. You need to remember this date. Just keep this window open. That's what I generally try and do. And then we move on to the next stage of this process. So come back into game. We've got all that information, which is perfect. I'm going to just hit your home menu and then close the game, because we've saved in front of the den before we caught the Pokemon. What we want to be doing is coming back to that active beam, where we know we can then skip frames to that 1116th frame and get the shiny Pokemon. Once we are back in game, you can see our beam is active once again. And if we click into it, there is the Maractus that we originally caught. But what we want to be doing now is skipping frames. So I'm just going to show you one method to skip frames. I'm sure you know this already. You don't need to be online to do this. So we're not online. Try to do this method when you're not online. But what we want to do is invite others. So you want to do this. This is a very slow method, but this is what we'll use later on. And one way you can do this, then hit your home menu, come down into system settings. Then you want to go to system, date and time, toggle off synchronized clock by the internet, come down to date and time and just shift your date forward one day and click OK. Then you want to hit your home button. Once you've hit that OK, come back into your game and then you want to quit out of this den. Now this helps me better explain the frames because we're on frame one right there. We're now going to be going to frame two because we have advanced 24 hours within the game. So you can see Maractus is now changed into Tangrowth, which is a different Pokemon. So we've moved from frame one to frame two. So that is exactly all we're doing to advance frames. But because we've got so many frames to advance, doing this method will take forever. Now there is a quicker way to do this, but what we're gonna have to do is actually go into handheld mode. So we're going over into handheld mode. What we need to be doing is, I'm gonna just pull this all up for you. We're in the game now, right? This is what we wanna be doing. You want to come to activate this date skip glitch, you want to hit your Y-com, hit your plus arrow and connect to the internet. This is the quickest method to doing this, okay? Quickest method by a long way. So once you're connected to the internet, just toggle down to link battle, all right? And then just search for single or double, whichever, it doesn't really matter. And once you've done this, just press and hold your home menu and then just hover down onto that flight mode option right here. You need to be in handheld mode to do this. You won't be able to do this when it's docked in your Switch dock, okay? So what you want to be looking for is an opponent has been found. There will be text on the screen. I will show you exactly what I mean by doing this. And once you do this, what you want to be doing is toggling that flight mode on and off. So there we go. When that text comes up, toggle flight mode on, toggle it off, and then just hit B. It'll bring you back to this screen. This communication error message will come up. What you want to do is just close. It will kind of vaguely go into what looks like the rank battle system and then come back out. So to know if this glitch is active, and that's as simple as it is, okay? You want to just go into your Y-com. We're not on the internet any longer, which is great. Now just hit your home button, right? And then come back into the game and you'll see a flash, it'll glitch. The screen will glitch. I'll do it again for you. Screen will glitch, there you go. You know that this is activated, which is perfect. Okay, so we know that the date skip glitch is now active. We need to keep our console in handheld mode for this next method because it is just a lot quicker. You don't need to do it if you're not worried about time. You wanna just sit there with it docked and watch something else while you're doing it, that's fine. But handheld mode, I feel like you can blast through this very quickly. So as you can see on the screen now, we are ready to start date skipping. But the first thing I would advise you to do is to fly to a location, not in any wild area, not in the Isle of Armor. And I would just fly where I generally do all my skipping is the daycare center on Route 5. So once we're here, you can see in game, what we want to be doing is just going down to our home menu, hit the home button, come down to system settings, and then down to system, date and time. And once you are here, you want to be using the touchscreen. Okay, so the touchscreen makes this so much easier. Now, you want to just hit up, day forward, click OK. Now, that will advance the frames forward one day, okay? That will be one day. You have got to do every date individually. You need to hit OK. You can't skip 1,116 days all in one go and just click skip to that exact date, hit OK, and think that is you've skipped all those frames. That's not how it works, unfortunately. What you need to be doing is doing each day skip individually. So you need to hit from the 17th to the 18th, hit OK. 18th to the 19th. Okay, that would be two frames skipped. Okay, so you need to proceed like that all the way through. You can't skip multiple dates at the same time. And you are going to get times where you make a mistake. Don't worry about that. We'll adjust that at the end. We'll address that and make sure that, you know, there's no problems there. Okay, so what we want to do now is we just want to be going through this very quickly. I'm just using this method, just hitting back into it, date and time, just skipping the date. As you can see on screen right now, I am just skipping all of these dates and just hitting OK every time. What you want to be making sure you're doing, though, is making sure when you get to the end of a month that you are changing your month as well. And subsequently, when you get to the end of a year, you're changing your year. If you do make mistakes, like I said, do not worry with this process. We can address any issues that you have later on. And you can see if you pick up a bit of pace here with it, you can start doing this very quickly and you'll be able to get through these date skips extremely fast. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just skip through all of these dates and we will be right back when we've hit our target date. Okay, so we are now on the 2nd of August. We are on our target date. We know where we need to be. As you can see on the screen right now, we've got the 2nd of August 2023. So at this point, what you can do is pick your switch back up and just dock it. And here we are back in game where we like to be. So from this screen, what we want to be doing is then hitting our home menu. Once my Pro Controller decides to sync up, there we go. Hit the home menu. Come back into game. You'll see the screen flicker exactly where we want, so we know we're on the right track. So what we want to do now is go back to the den that we were hunting in. So we are back at the den that we were originally searching for. We're right here. Once we come back to this den, what we want to be doing straight away, we've made all of those skips, so we just need to, which is four frames before that shiny den, or should be, if we've done everything correct up to this point. So what we're going to do at this point is just save our game, because if we make any errors or if that Pokemon isn't in the fourth slot where we're expecting it to be, we can then come back to this point and then we can do a few things to alleviate and try and locate where that shiny Pokemon is. So what we're going to do, we're just going to use the old-fashioned method here. You can just do date skip glitch that we've got set up already, but I like to do things a little bit slower at this point. Slow things down, take it carefully, make sure we're not making any mistakes going forward. So this is our frame number one. We need to get to frame four from our new save point after we've done all of those date skip glitches. So we've done how many? Well, 1,112 skips. So we want to be getting to 1,116. Right, so we'll invite others once we're in the den. Come down to system settings, and then we want to be going to system, date and time, moving the date forward one day, hitting the home button, back into the game, quit out of this den, and this will take us to frame number two in this four frame process. Okay, so that is Amoongus. Pokemon's changed, we know the frame's changed. We do this process all over again, down to system settings, down to system, date and time, skip forward one more date, and back into the game. And this will take us into our third frame right now, which should be a different Pokemon, which is a Fungus. And we do this one more time, which will be taking us to our fourth frame. Again, home menu, system, settings, system, date and time, date forward one date, and then we want to go back into the game, quit out of this, and then this next frame is our fourth Pokemon, the fourth frame in this four frame process. So it is Lurantis. Now we don't need to worry about saving here, we're just testing at this point, so we just want to go into this den and see if this Lurantis is shiny. Fingers crossed that it is, because if it is, we've done everything correct and then we can proceed to manipulate that slot. It looks like it is, it's shiny, awesome. Okay, we get the Lurantis, there we go. Okay, perfect. We've done everything correct up to this point, which is brilliant. So what we can do is, unless you want the Lurantis and this is the Pokemon that you're hunting, you can just proceed to catch it, but we don't want Lurantis, not for this. So what we're gonna do is close our game. We know that fourth slot now is the shiny slot, so we've done everything correct up to that point. If you get to that point, if you skip to the fourth Pokemon and it isn't shiny, all you need to do is come back, reset your game, okay? Just reset. Come back into the game like we're doing now, and then you want to catch the first Pokemon that comes up. So you want to be going into the den like this and catching Lilligant, and then going back to an earlier step where we are getting our seed again from the Breloom bot on the Discord server. And that will tell you how many frames it'll nail down exactly where you are, how many frames you are away from your next shiny. And that will tell you if you've made any errors or anything like that. That's all you need to do. Catch the first Pokemon here. Send it to Breloom Bot on our Discord server. That will tell you the seed. It'll tell you exactly how many frames away you are, so you can adjust your save point right now so you can get to that 4 frames before your shiny den. Okay, so that is a simple way of getting around it. Now, we know that we've got 4 frames to advance to a shiny frame. We know that for a fact. We've done that test. So what we want to do now is we want to just go through this 4-step process, because when you're doing this, invite others down and you're going through the fourth stage process of this kind of technique. When you get to that fourth slot every time, the Pokemon will change. This is the only way to change that Pokemon. So the first 3 Pokemon will stay the same. As you can see, we had the Lilligant. The second one's the Amoongus. Now this third one that we're going to go to in a second is going to be a Fungus. 100%. These first 3 do not change, but that fourth Pokemon will change. There's the Fungus, and we know for a fact, because of that kind of pattern, that our next one is going to be the shiny one. Now, I did say at the start of the guide I was looking for an Amoongus, so if the next one is an Amoongus, we know it's a shiny Amoongus, which is perfect. It's the Lurantis again, so we know for a fact that's not what we're hunting for. So again, we can just close our game and come back into it, and it'll bring us back to that point where we were originally after we'd done all our date skip glitches to advance the frames forward. And what we want to be doing is repeating that 4-step process over and over again until we get the exact Pokemon in that fourth slot, the shiny den that we want to be catching. Okay, so that is as simple as it gets. You just need to do this over and over as many times as it takes. Again, we'll do it one more time. The Lilligant, I'm hoping this one's going to be the Amoongus. We will go into home, system settings, system, date and time, advance the date forward 1, come back into the game, quit out, and then the next one should be that Amoongus. When we go back into the den, it is the Amoongus. And like I say, we'll do this step over again. Invite others, system settings, system, date and time. And I know this is getting a bit monotonous now, but this, going over this for you guys, is hopefully helping you just iron out any questions that you've got. And this should be Fungus. Yep. And it's the next frame from this one after we change the date now, where that Pokemon should change. It didn't change the last time, but I think it went from a 4-star Lurantis to a 5-star, so I think it changed. But hopefully this next one is a completely different species of Pokemon. There we go. Maractus is the one, which isn't the one that we want. So what I'm going to do is save you any more problems. I'm going to just do this cycle off camera, and then we're going to come back when I've got that Amoongus in that fourth slot. Okay, I finally went through the cycle. We've got the Amoongus in that fourth slot, and whatever this Pokemon is that you're hunting. Now, you have an option here what you can do. You can open this up and host this online for friends to help you catch this Pokemon, or have them catch it for you. And then you can start this process again and just cycle through all of the Pokemon in this den and get the shinies from every single Pokemon. If you're just hunting for one particular shiny from this den, then like I am right now, like I want the shiny Amoongus. Once I know I've got this set up, once I know that I'm at the den that is 100% shiny, we've already checked that. We've done the four frame skip method to change that fourth Pokemon to what we want it to be. We can then save in front of this den. Okay. And then we can go into the den, and then I probably want to change Pokemon, and then we just don't want to invite others, not for this one. And then once we're saved in front of it, We can then proceed to the den. We'll be able to get into this raid. We can confirm that this is shiny Amoongus, that nice bluey purple color. One of my favorite shinies as well, Amoongus, which is amazing. And then we can proceed to beat it and catch it. If we don't catch it, do not worry. If it escapes, it runs away after the wild battle has finished. You can just reset your game and come back into it. Remember, if you host these sort of raids, then you're going to have a 100% catch rate on this. So for shiny dens, it's not a bad idea. You give other people an opportunity to catch these shiny Pokemon and you have 100% catch rate and get it in whatever ball that you want to get it in, which is a really nice perk to doing that. Okay, we finally beat the Amoongus, which is great news for ourselves. And what we can do, we can use, I've got some dive balls. I'm going to use a dive ball. This is risky. We should be hosting if we want to use a different ball to a repeat ball or a dusk ball for this example, but I'm going to risk it. I always love to have my Amoongus's dive ball, my favorite ball, so hopefully we can get the Amoongus in this ball. I'm going to keep my fingers and everything crossed for us. We got the two and the third, and it looks like we're going to get a little bit lucky here, and we got the Amoongus. There we go. So that's perfect. We got it in the dive ball, which is amazing, and I'm super happy about this. Amoongus, one of my favorite Pokemon. You can see there is the shiny. We've got it in the dive ball that we want, and then we can go from there. So that's perfect. Right, what you can do from this point is just save your game, obviously, or do whatever, just carry on with what you're doing. But one thing I want to show you is if you mess up this process and you get to a point and you save and then you discover that you've either missed the shiny den, went too many frames in front of it, or you've lost your shiny den and you need to get back to a previous save point, there is a way to recover a save file, and I will show you that right now. What you want to do if you are lost, if you've made a mistake, is just hit this home menu right now, okay? And then close your game. Okay, so our save point now is we've just caught the Amoongus and yeah, everything went smoothly, but that's not gonna happen every time. You might make mistakes when you're doing the date skip glitches. You might just advance a frame one too many and lose your shiny and you think, oh, and I've saved and I can't go back. Don't worry, there is a way to try and do this. So when you're on the menu screen here and you wanna press up, B and X, and this will bring up a different menu. So you've got two options here. You can start with your backup data or you can go back to your adventure. Okay, so that if you start with your backup data, it will go back to a previous save point and hopefully that recovers the data for you, that you know, the mistake that you've done, and you'll be able to retrace your steps and redo the error and get it right and just get that shiny Pokemon again. Or you can just go back to your adventure like we're gonna do right now, and we're just gonna carry on like normal, and if you do that, it'll just reset and we'll come back into the game, and you'll be able to see that we do still have that shiny Amoongus, and everything is great, and it is regenerator as well, which is amazing. So it has got its hidden ability, it is shiny, couldn't ask for anything more. Right, well, that about wraps up the guide for us, my friends. I hope you found it useful. I hope going through this process over again has been helpful. I hope it's answered a few of your questions. I hope I've been thorough in everything that I've kind of covered today. I know I'm repeating a lot from the previous guide, but I feel like this new one is going to be a lot easier to follow. We discuss a lot of the issues that you might have along the way, and how to recover things. The main thing is not to panic about it, and if you do have major issues, if you're in a Discord, ask and there will be someone around. I'll be around to help you out with this process. If you want to support the use of this free seed checking bot, I have now and recently just launched a membership on here on the YouTube channel. So if you would like to support in any sort of way, that would be a massive, massive gesture of yours to help support. If we can get enough members in the YouTube channel, what I will do, I will purchase a new switch, and we'll have another bot solely for members. And that's what we will do. That is the aim, to get as many bots as we can running in the Discord at one time. So to reduce queues and things like that for you guys getting these shiny red Pokemon. And on that note, I'm going to leave it there. It's been a bit of a long one. I hope it's been digestible. I will see you all for another guide very soon. So thank you so much for tuning in, my friends. Take care of yourselves. Have a great rest of your day. Be kind to each other, and I'll see you all for the next one. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye bye.